Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration, and I questioned that today, but it is the truth. And this morning, you know, my book is about to come out next week, and let me tell you, I thought that I was ready for this ride. I was like, I'm good. I'm ready. Like, I'm so excited to release this thing, and I can't believe I finally finished writing it, you know, 4 years into this book of just this wild journey of basically writing another book before I wrote this book. Tossing out that book when I got a book deal because I was like, who wrote this? This is terrible. And then starting over and basically writing another book in about 6 months. So that was the journey of that. But I have to tell you that what we forget is that there's an entire journey of now turning into the marketing side and getting the book into the hands of the women that I dream of having this book. And I'm so excited because if you want to be a part of the biggest tribe book club in the world, this book comes out on May 8th. So that means you would need to order your book today. So if you go to atribecalledbliss.com, you can order your book there, or you can go to loriharder.com/Amazon and you can order your book there as well. And this is so exciting because this book is truly about creating deeper connections, not only with women and sisters and friends, but with yourself. So if you're not ready to do this with a tribe, I've had so many friends already who I've given early copies to who read it alone and said it made such a massive impact on their life, and they felt the same way I did and didn't know that other people all felt this way too, that we had all of these fears and this pain around our female relationships, and a lot of it stemming from things that happened in our past and also how we were reacting in our lives and perceiving things. And this book is not just about that though. It's really growing into your highest potential. So I am doing a personal basically deep dive into what is blocking you, and you can figure that out as well. So this book can absolutely be done alone. And if you're ready to go deeper with your tribe, this also teaches you how to navigate relationships with all of the people in your life, not just women, because it can really be applied to all the people in your life. But now it's that time of getting the book out into the world. And I am going to do a big ask and ask that if you have at all been impacted or moved by this podcast, that you share something about this book, because it's so crazy how when you have been pouring yourself into a book and pouring yourself into a podcast, it takes a tribe, it takes an army to get it out there. So if you feel moved at all, that's only if you feel moved. I would love if on May 8th, you would go to one of my pages or take one of my posts about the book and share it on your Instagram or your Facebook or your stories, and just let people know that this book is out, because that's truly how you support a human being and you support an author. And I talk so much about this. It's how you also support a sister. So I'm trying to share as much as I can on how I support other women and how other women support me, so we can see what it actually looks like. Because it's like, yeah, I support this woman and, you know, I'm all about women helping women, except we don't actually know what it means for them to feel supported. So what I've been doing, and this is a great thing that you can also do right now and implement, and you'll watch the boomerang effect of blessings in your life. I have been asking the women closest to me, or the women that I really, really, really have given so much value to my life, whether it's through a book or through podcasting or just someone that's a mentor to me, me or who shows up so big in their life. Maybe you watch their Facebook lives all the time. I look and see what it is in their life that they want the most support around. And sometimes even instead of asking, I will look and see, do they have a book out? Do they have a program? Did they have an amazing post? How could I shout them out and get people to either follow them or go purchase their stuff or go bring awareness around their stuff in the world? And this is exactly how you start showing up in their life and they start recognizing you as well. So that's a huge way to support women. So try that today. Go find someone who has poured into your life. Don't even ask them how you can support them if you think that you can figure it out just from their social media posts or just from what they're talking about. If someone has a podcast, you guys, that you also listen to, do yourself a favor. This is so huge. Go shout them out. Give them so much love. And sometimes this takes 10 times, 15 times. Sometimes they don't have time to get back to you, but they feel that support and it is an energetic boomerang for you. So with the book coming out, you guys know that I've been wanting to read you different blurbs from the book to get you really excited, let you see what this book is about. So I'm going to read you something from section 3, which is about reclaiming yourself. It's really about the new way of being and belonging. And this is about the new way of belonging to yourself, making sure that you're not trying to fit into a group that's previously existing necessarily, but that you are becoming so authentically you that you become a magnet for your tribe and you become a magnet for all of the things that you're desiring so that you can reach your highest potential. So this little section is titled Soul Talk, and I'm just going to read a paragraph from that. It says, our soul, like our higher power, has so many different names: intuition, inner guide, GPS, etc., many of which I interchange throughout this book. But know that whatever you call your soul, it can either be the greatest source of pain and suffering or your path to bliss, all depending on if you listen or not. In fact, chances are, if you've been ignoring your soul, it's led you through some sketchy neighborhoods where you broke down and had to walk your ass 10 miles back to town in the winter, in the dark, with no jacket, while being hungry. But why? Because it will keep doing whatever it needs to do in order to cause you enough pain to finally get your attention. Your soul doesn't care if you're surrounded by pretty pink clouds and Care Bears on your journey. It cares about the outcome of your life, the richness of your purpose, your truth, your wisdom, and the evolution of you. I want to clarify right now that even when you are listening to your soul, it won't always feel good at first. The difference is when it's a soul-guided decision, it will feel aligned and ultimately guide you to your bliss. The only certain thing you can count on is that your soul is going to speak to you until you listen. Its job is to give you whatever feelings and experiences you need in order to get aligned with your higher purpose. Just like the old saying goes, what you resist persists. If you choose to keep ignoring it or numbing it out, it is going to keep delivering that same nasty feeling message, cycle or pattern until you wake the F up and figure out what the message is trying to be said to you. So you guys, I hope that you are equally as excited as I am about this book. I mean, I am beyond thrilled. I'm over the moon. I have had so many emotional roller coaster rides, not only writing this book, but now the thought of you all having it in your hands and creating this sisterhood and really feeling the impact of knowing you're not alone and working through your stuff and making the decision to say, yes, I have this going on in my life. And yes, this is holding me back, but I am here to look at it. I am a warrior of self-love, right? Of self-forgiveness. And I'm going to teach you all the tools and tricks that I do every single day to really move through. If you feel stuck, this is the answer. Tribe takes you from transition to transcending. I promise you, be brave, be big, be bold. It's why you were put on this planet and you know it. You know it. If you know it, put your hand on your heart right now and give yourself the permission to show up fully you. to connect to the people that you are drawn to reconnect to yourself, to step into the reason why you are here and deliver the gifts of why you're here. Don't neglect or rob the people of your gifts because you are here to shift the planet. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think you're capable of. You are capable of so much more. You are made of the same magic as your creator, and you are capable, and you have been given gifts. So don't look away. Don't deny them. Step in big. Step in bold. I am so proud of you, sister. I am so freaking proud of you, and I'm honored to be on this journey with you shoulder to shoulder. But you gotta step into the arena. You've gotta step in. No matter what sort of resistance, no matter what sort of pain comes from the outside world, judgment, whatever it is, there is nothing that can touch you compared to the victory of becoming who you are meant to be and living into the truth and the gifts that you were given by your creator. Step in, step in, step in. Now is the time, and the rewards are waiting for you. And I can't wait to go through this book with you. So if you guys are ready and you want to join the biggest tribe book club in the world, go to atribecalledbliss.com. And I pray that you can join me also on tour. If you want to be in the room where the tribe will be, where we will be having these really incredible, juicy, delicious, decadent, in-depth discussions about what's holding us back, and get ready to strip all of those old fears and past stories in this room and finally connect to your tribe. It is all at the website as well. So if you are in New York, Boston, LA, Minneapolis, or Toronto, I pray that you come and join us. And I'm actually adding one more tour date. I cannot tell you yet. And I'm beyond thrilled. It's in June. One more spot. And I'm just thrilled to see you there. So thank you guys so much. It would mean the world to me if you would share the book on May 8th, what you're excited about, what you're ready to let go of, and just get this message into the world, because it's not going to happen without you. So I'm just beyond grateful. I'm sending you so much love. If this has impacted or supported you in any way, I am doing a big ask for your support with this mission. And to be honest with you, this is my plan. So this is the plan, you guys. There isn't really another plan. This is the marketing plan, is to use the women that I've impacted to also allow you to step into how you can impact another person. And I believe it's with sharing this book and this message and saying that you fully back it. And this is how you feel as well about sisterhood and tribe and bliss and your highest potential. So sending you so much love, and I cannot wait. Oh my God, I cannot wait. Oh my God, I just got really nervous. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. I'm so nervous and so excited about you reading this book, because I'm speaking soul to soul with you. I mean, we are like soul to soul, belly to belly when I am talking to you in this book. So I pray that you're open, receptive, loving, and ready. So I will see you guys soon. And as you know, I always reply back to your Insta stories and the messages that you send. I adore you. I am you. We are together doing this journey and this mission. So until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.